Chapter 9, Barriers to Seeking Help. For many veterans, seeking help for mental health struggles is one of the biggest challenges they face. The military instills values of resilience, strength, and self-sufficiency, all of which serve service members well during their time in uniform. However, these same qualities can become obstacles when it comes to seeking support after service. Veterans often feel they must handle their struggles alone, viewing the need for help as a weakness. Beyond internal resistance, external factors also play a role in keeping veterans from accessing the care they need. Stigma, mistrust of civilian medical professionals, lack of awareness of available resources, and systemic issues within the healthcare system all contribute to the problem. The result is that many veterans suffer in silence, battling mental health issues alone, instead of reaching out for the support that could improve their quality of life. This chapter explores the key barriers that prevent veterans from seeking help, including stigma, mistrust of civilian providers, the deeply ingrained warrior mindset, and the lack of awareness about available veteran support programs. The stigma around seeking mental health support. One of the greatest obstacles veterans face in accessing care is the stigma surrounding mental health issues. The military culture often discourages open discussions about mental health, prioritizing toughness and resilience above all else. This leads many veterans to internalize the belief that seeking help is a sign of failure. Fear of being perceived as weak. In the military, physical and mental toughness are essential for survival. Service members are taught to endure hardship, push through pain, and complete the mission no matter what. This conditioning does not simply disappear after service. Veterans often fear that admitting to struggles with PTSD, depression, or anxiety will make them appear weak to their peers, family, or even themselves. Concern about career and reputation. For active duty service members, acknowledging mental health struggles can have career consequences. Some fear they may be deemed unfit for duty, passed over for promotions, or seen as unreliable. Even after transitioning to civilian life, veterans may worry about how disclosing mental health challenges could affect job opportunities, relationships, or how they are perceived in society. Cultural and generational influences. Many veterans, especially older generations, were raised in environments where discussing mental health was not encouraged. They were taught to suck it up and move on rather than talk about emotional struggles. This ingrained belief system makes it difficult to recognize the value of therapy, counseling, or psychiatric treatment. The stigma surrounding mental health can be isolating, pushing veterans to bottle up their emotions rather than seek professional support. Unfortunately, untreated mental health issues tend to worsen over time, leading to increased risk of substance abuse, self-destructive behaviors, and even suicide. Mistrust of civilian doctors and therapists. Another significant barrier that prevents veterans from seeking help is a deep mistrust of civilian medical professionals. Many veterans have had negative experiences with civilian healthcare providers, leading them to believe that these doctors and therapists do not truly understand the military experience. The feeling of being misunderstood. Veterans often report frustration when trying to explain their military experiences to civilian therapists. Many feel that therapists simply don't get it, lacking the knowledge or firsthand understanding of military culture, combat trauma, and the realities of service. This disconnect can make therapy feel useless or even aggravating, reinforcing the belief that seeking help is a waste of time. Concerns about over-medication. Some veterans are skeptical of civilian doctors because of the perception that they rely too heavily on medication rather than holistic or trauma-informed treatments. There is a widespread belief that civilian doctors are quick to prescribe antidepressants or other psychiatric drugs without fully understanding the root causes of a veteran's struggles. Frustration with the bureaucracy of the VA. While the Department of Veteran Affairs, VA, provides services specifically for veterans, many find the system difficult to navigate. Long wait times, excessive paperwork, and impersonal treatment can deter veterans from seeking help through the VA. The frustration of dealing with bureaucracy leads some veterans to avoid seeking help altogether, believing that the effort is not worth the struggle. Mistrust of civilian medical professionals creates another layer of isolation for veterans, making them feel as though there is no one who truly understands their pain. This lack of trust discourages veterans from engaging in therapy or medical treatment that could significantly improve their well-being. The warrior mindset and how it prevents veterans from admitting they need help. The warrior mindset is deeply ingrained in military culture. Service members are trained to be self-reliant, mission-focused, and unbreakable in the face of adversity. While this mindset is necessary for survival in combat, it often becomes a roadblock when transitioning to civilian life, suppressing emotions as a survival mechanism. In the military, showing vulnerability can be dangerous. Soldiers are trained to push down fear, sadness, and uncertainty in order to complete the mission. Over time, emotional suppression becomes a habit, making it difficult for veterans to express their feelings, even when they need help. The belief that others have it worse. Many veterans convince themselves that their struggles are not severe enough to warrant help. Some compare their experiences to those of comrades who endured more extreme trauma, leading them to believe that they should just deal with it rather than seek support. Refusing to be a burden. Veterans often take pride in being providers and protectors. The idea of needing help, rather than offering help, can feel foreign and uncomfortable. Many veterans avoid talking about their struggles with family or friends because they don't want to burden others with their problems. The warrior mindset serves an important purpose in military life, but in civilian life, it often becomes a barrier to healing. Breaking through this mentality requires veterans to recognize that seeking help is not a sign of weakness. It is an act of strength and resilience. Lack of awareness of available veteran support programs. Even when veterans are open to seeking help, many simply do not know where to turn. A significant number of veteran support programs exist, but a lack of awareness keeps them from reaching the people who need them most. Confusion about resources. Many veterans are unaware of the mental health services provided by the VA or local veteran organizations. Others may know that resources exist, but struggle to navigate the complicated application and approval processes. A disconnect between veterans and support networks. Some veterans do not realize that organizations specifically exist to help them transition, find employment, or access mental health care. Without proactive outreach, many veterans never discover the full range of services available to them. Limited access to services in rural areas. Veterans who live in rural communities often have fewer mental health resources available. While telehealth options exist, some veterans are hesitant to seek care remotely, preferring in-person interactions. The lack of awareness and accessibility of veteran support programs leaves many struggling alone, reinforcing isolation rather than guiding them toward healing. Stigma. Seeking help is one of the hardest things a veteran can do, not because help is unavailable, but because multiple barriers stand in the way. Stigma, mistrust of civilian professionals, the warrior mindset, and lack of awareness about available resources all contribute to the problem. However, breaking these barriers is essential. veterans must understand that seeking support is not a sign of weakness, but rather an act of courage. The same resilience that carried them through service can carry them through recovery. Mental health struggles are not a battle that must be fought alone. By acknowledging the need for help, connecting with trusted veteran resources, and challenging the stigma, veterans can take the first step toward healing, reconnection, and a life beyond service. No warrior is meant to fight alone, neither in battle nor in life. Seeking help is not surrendering. It is strategizing for the next mission, living a fulfilling and meaningful life.